Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I've been discussing the punishment which was meted out to the poor Muslim Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu was the son of Yasir radiallahu anhu, who was originally from Yemen and came to Makkah Mukarramah. Yasir decided to stay over in Makkah Mukarramah and married a slave woman by the name of Sumayyah. Ammar was born from this marriage. In the early days of Islam, Yasir radiallahu anhu, Sumayyah radiallahu anha, Ammar radiallahu anhu, and his brother Abdullah bin Yasir radiallahu anhu all accepted Islam. Since Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu had no family or tribe in Makkah Mukarramah to support him, the Quraysh severely punished him and troubled him with many kinds of torture. In the middle of the boiling midday heat, they would lay him onto the burning hot sand and beat him up so severely that he would fall unconscious. At times they would throw him into a dam of water, and at times they would force him to lie down on a bed of burning coals. Whenever Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by, he would pass his Mubarak hands over Ammar's head and say, "O fire, turn cool and safe upon Ammar as you had become cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam." Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Ammar radiallahu anhu and his father Yasir radiallahu anhu, or his mother Sumayyah radiallahu anha, in hardship, he would advise them, "O family of Yasir, be patient." Sometime he would say, "O Allah, forgive the family of Yasir." Sometime he would say, "Good news upon you, Jannat is waiting for you." Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "From head to toe Ammar is filled with iman, that is, he is a perfect mu'min." Once Hazrat Ammar radiallahu anhu removed his shirt when a few people saw black scars covering his back. When asked about these scars, he replied, "The Quraysh of Makkah would lay me down on the boiling hot stones of the Makkan desert. These are the scars of those injuries." The same cruelty was shown to his father Yasir radiallahu anhu and his mother Sumayyah radiallahu anha. In the beginning, just 7 people openly announced their Islam. They were Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Bilal radiallahu anhu, Khabbab radiallahu anhu, Suhaib radiallahu anhu, Ammar radiallahu anhu, and Sumayyah radiallahu anha. Because of their noble family connections, the Kuffar of Makkah were unable to overpower Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. However, the remaining 5, Bilal, Khabbab, Suhaib, Ammar, and Sumayyah radiallahu anhum, were always tortured and punished by the Quraysh. In the middle of the midday heat, they would dress them in metal armor and force them to stand in the boiling heat. One day, Abu Jahl came before them. In a fit of rage, he poked a spear into Hazrat Sumayyah radiallahu anha's private part. This wound caused her to die as a shaheed. The first martyr in Islam was Hazrat Sumayyah radiallahu anha. When Abu Jahl was killed during the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Ammar radiallahu anhu, "Allah has destroyed your mother's killer." Hazrat Yasir radiallahu anhu had passed away before Hazrat Sumayyah radiallahu anha during those difficult times. Subhanallah.